Today's topic is core versus non-core theology. I think it would be beneficial for Christians to break down their theology into two groups, core and non-core. There are two primary and interrelated reasons for this, I think. First, believers, we need to love the sinner and hate the sin. If we're not careful, Christians can become overly legalistic in exercising this perspective by bleeding into the sinner the hate that we seem to have for sin. This is not to say believers should avoid discussing the sin. We do, however, need to recognize the hypocrisy non-believers see in us as justified when they witness rampant sin in our lives, as we try to simultaneously build the impression of a caring relationship with them. The Bible is an instruction manual for life and of mankind, and as such, there is an amazing amount of wisdom in its pages, spoken directly from God. However, as we witness to the lost, we need to be sensitive to what will promote the gospel and what will repel those from God's truth. That is discernment through prayer unique to each divine appointment God provides us with. And the second point is, having both core and non-core theology allows us to set priorities in conversations with believers, seekers, and non-believers. What is most important point for the evangelist should be to get across to the seeker about faith in Jesus Christ. The answer should be abundantly clear that it is the good news, the gospel message of the plan of salvation that's key. That is the core theology of a biblical Christian. Why? Because absolutely everything else is of secondary importance, since we need to accept the fact that each Christian has some false theology embedded in their worldview. The beautiful thing is that on the other side of the grave, we will sit at the feet of the Father and get the questions, all of our questions, answered and all of our twisted theology straightened out. If one clearly focuses on the core of their faith, the desire for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by accepting Him as their Lord and Savior, the rest, including abortions, marriages, whether one gets sprinkled or dunked, and the rest of all of that pale in significance, however strongly we may feel about them. Morality is indeed under siege, but we need to remind ourselves that as Christians, we are not citizens of this earth, but of heaven. We do have a responsibility to this old earth, but our time here is but a mist that dries up in the morning compared to eternity. So in conclusion, the non-negotiable core theology for a biblical Christian should relate to what it takes to get to heaven. The rest of systematic theology is negotiable, since as humans blinded by sin and attempting to understand concepts from the creator of the universe only show our pride sometimes by being ultimately dogmatic. Arguing about non-core theology is divisive between Christians of all denominations and seen as hypocritical by unbelievers. The truth is that if our core theology gets us into heaven, we will be able to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the perfect truth on all of our questions. Having said all that, it does not mean we should not have opinions and express them when appropriate. For example, I'm a young earth creationist. However, when dealing with seekers and atheists and agnostics, we should hold those opinions loosely, recognizing there are areas where we could be wrong. And even times when expressing clear scriptural truth, such as on the subjects of abortion or homosexuality, we need to set core evangelical needs above secondary theological considerations. God bless you as you serve Him today.